Southwest, it's Triple M this morning. It's Angie for breakfast, and we know that it's very exciting that there's so much road work going around the Southwest, and we love getting stuck in traffic, but we like what's, you know, down ahead for the track for us for congestion and all the rest of it. But there is kind of a big elephant in the room in terms of the Bunbury Outer Ring Road, and that is the Jalorup corridor of it. And the Friends of Jalorup have been talking about this for much, much longer than I have. So I thought I would catch up with one of the crew. On the line with me is Debbie Lim. Good morning.
Good morning, Angie.
There's a bit of bother in Jalorup about the Bunbury Outer Ring Road. So do you want to let us know what's going on?
Yeah, it's been an ongoing thing for many, many years. So I basically wanted to let you know that we're still waiting for the EPA to release their report, and that's 6 months after the EPA was closed. I think they're having difficulties really trying to fit an urban-style freeway into a 50-year-old plan that really started off as a two-lane little bypass road. And, you know, you've got to remember that there was 1,000 submissions put in, and they have to read every single one of them. But really what I'm more concerned about is the fact that Jalorup residents are now left really uncertain about the future of where this road's going to go and how it's going to impact them on their lives.
Yeah, and I think most people are sort of aware of that issue, but some of the feedback that I've had is that, you know, people in Jalorup knew that eventually there was going to be a road, like you said, that was decided to be there 50 years ago.
Yeah, look, I agree. Most of us were aware that the road was going to go through somewhere in the back of Jalorup, around the back of Jalorup. But it sort of morphed from this bypass road into a freeway. Now, freeways are about, you know, most of the freeways coming down from Perth are about 120 metres wide. Jalorup Corridor is actually 65 metres wide at its narrowest point. I mean, it's a bit like trying to squeeze me into my wedding dress. I've been married 35 years, had 3 children. It's just not going to happen, you know. It's really a crazy idea that they're trying to do.
But surely Friends of Jalorup are just, you know, a bunch of hippies living in an outer suburb of Bunbury, kicking up a fuss, surely.
Well, you know, I do happen to have a cheesecloth dress, but I suppose that's okay. Most Jalorup, residents recognise that there's a need for the bypass. But, you know, it was way back in 1995 when Friends of the Jalorup Corridor was established, when they reckoned that this was not a long-term sustainable plan.
Sustainability wasn't even really a thing in 1995.
No, it's a new trendy word. I tell you, it does a tick box for people, I think, that's the way I look at it. I mean, you know, you're going to come out on the Bustle Highway still in a 6230 postcode, which is a Bunbury postcode. And I just think that Perth holiday makers are going to be really disappointed to find that they've actually only saved 10 minutes on their journey to beers in Busselton. you know, nowhere in country WA that goes through a community like this. It is the only place that I can find that actually does this, that they've actually made this decision.
Well, you're obviously being really unreasonable in the fact that you don't want a freeway through your suburb. So that's obviously why, it's been difficult to get any answers, because you're being very unreasonable. I mean, you can hear it in your tone of voice how unreasonable you are. But given that you guys are supportive of the Outer Ring Road and you're supportive of the development of some upgraded infrastructure, what does your common sense tell you? Because I don't like to argue things on the extreme ends of the spectrum. I like to get us into the middle and try and come up with a solution. So what do you reckon?
Yeah, look, I absolutely agree with you. I think this is just an outdated plan. They need to go back to the drawing board. There are other options that can be considered. And we can go back to that sustainable word that everyone's bandying about and say that, you know, we've got to look at long-term sustainability with this. I think they chose this route because it's convenient. It was marked on the map 50 years ago, so it's just a convenient way for them to go. But in fairness, they moved the north, the freeway in the north, for a community that isn't even built yet. I mean, that is crazy. But it seems to be way too much hassle to move it in the south. I really feel that the federal money came in, and they basically have to use it or lose it. That's just the way politics works.
That's one of my bugbears of politics. Right.
We need to look at it as a future, for the future, for our kids, for our environment, for our community.
I thought you meant we just got to look to the future, to the next election. But if you're talking about like down into the actual future, well, you know, maybe it needs to be looked at again.
Oh, Angie, that's really naughty.
I reckon we better leave it there before we get into more trouble. Debbie, thank you so much for joining me.
If people want more information to have a look at what we're harping on about, they can go to our webpage.
That's Debbie Lim, one of the hippies of Jalore up, just trying to get a freeway not built in her backyard. Cheers, Debbie. Thank you very much.